This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I will take a break. Not take a break. We'll stop now and talk to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, I saw somebody texted in that he did ride in a car, Dave. So there you go. So here we go. Mike Dettelier joins us, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. There have been some NFL stuff and NFL stuff going on and Saints stuff while we were all involved with Mardi Gras. How you doing, Mike?
I'm well. Thank you, Tommy.
I saw a picture of you and your grandkids on social media enjoying Mardi Gras in the bayou, and that's what it's all about, huh?
Yeah, it's a great time with them, and you enjoy it while you can. And so, yeah, it was a good time, good time.
And the Saints gave up Jamal Williams for Lent, right?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you get something and you think you got something, but it's not there. And, listen, the man above takes it away from you, your skills, and you don't know when. As a player, as an athlete. And I think his best days were in Detroit, and we never saw that Jamal Williams here in New Orleans. He was great interview, a lot of energy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think that was maybe a little bit of the shiny car with the engine that wasn't so hot? Because he was hot, man, on that Hard Knocks, and he seemed like, man, a guy of fire, but not so much here. Do you think that's played into it at all, Mike? Can I get into somebody's head sometime?
No, I think...
Not into his head. I'm talking about the Saints.
No, I've really seen this before with players. You don't know when it comes to an end. And sometimes it's a lot quicker than you might think as a player. And I think his best days, and he was a touchdown machine in Detroit that final year. Really was. The strange thing was that they went somewhere else almost immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. Did they maybe start to see that in Jamal?
You're talking about the Kendre Miller draft choice?
Yeah, and basically he was a non-factor as a player. And they wanted him to be the heavy-duty kind of pounder back as a compliment to Alvin Kamara. It never happened. Never. They gave him opportunities. Just, it wasn't there. Almost, Tommy, like you could watch him, and that little burst that he had before, it wasn't there. Just wasn't there.
Tim and I were talking earlier, and we were trying to remember Jamal Williams' contribution. And sadly, the only thing I remember from Jamal Williams was the fake touchdown with Jameis Winston, remember? At the end of the previous season, and everything between then and now, I don't have any recollection of a contribution by Jamal Williams. Do you?
He had a decent game against the Cowboys in week 2. But other than that, and that touchdown, I can't remember anything that he did, to be honest with you. And so you got to move on. You made a mistake, and it happens. You move on from it. That the worst thing is to keep a mistake and force it to work. And I think now with a new coach, he doesn't have to keep those players that someone else did. Doesn't have to.
What does that tell us about Kendre Miller? Can we infer anything from them cutting Jamal Williams?
Only thing I know is they better get a couple of running backs through the draft. Mm. The one thing I know with Kendre Miller, he's been consistently hurt. Okay? Always out. So you hoping that maybe he can take that talent, which he has. He's a talented guy. But if you're not playing, if you're always, you know, in the tub, you can't help the team. So in this draft, with a lot of running backs, you can get yourself better at that position. And I'm always for a younger back. I think, you know, the speedometer is really quick on them from that standpoint, that their careers, what we've seen with Derrick Henry is unbelievable. That, you know, over 30 years old, and to produce the way he has and take the hits. Now, he's given them too, but, man, he's taken a ton of them. That doesn't happen a lot in the National Football League.
I got to believe with Derrick Henry, that's a little bit of just his physiology as well, don't you think?
Genetics.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
And he talks about it all the time that as a 17-year-old, he won the Florida State A 100-200-meter dash, and he weighed 219 pounds. Mm. Now, you think about a track sprinter, and he's just a tad under 220 pounds, and it just look the way he's built. He's 6'3 and a half. And that sort of thing, he is a freak of nature. And that's a genetic deal. You know, that's not a lot of people that can play that good for that long and be built like how he's built.
You've been around athletes all your life, evaluating athletes all your life. People that have been involved in athletics know there are some people that are just manufactured differently. They may not be necessarily big, although Derrick Henry is a large man, but it's like they got steel cables for muscles. You understand? You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Mike?
Yeah. The one guy I can kind of compare him to a little bit is John Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
John Riggins had a really good career in his 30s with, you know, the old Washington Redskins. He really did. And so it's amazing because Riggins was a big back too. With speed, similar to Derrick Henry. But, you know, you think about guys that sort of lost it. As soon as that speedometer hit 30, there ain't a lot of guys that put up big numbers past that age. For Henry to do it, the only other guy I can think of in recent memory that could do it like that was Riggins.
Mike, it's already March 5th in the blink of an eye. It's going to be the NFL draft. Well, I guess free agency before that, right? When's free agency start?
March 12th, I think it is? Next week.
Yeah. So, first of all, free agency dictates what happens in the draft, right? And where are the Saints likely, or with the salary cap, where can they be more active or achieve the most success, free agency or draft, to kind of start turning the team around?
Well, first things first, you got to get under the salary cap limit, and then I think we kind of know where that's going because they sort of tipped their hand last week at the owners, at the combine that they were trying to do a deal, restructure Derek Carr's contract, and so that's basically meaning you got him for this year and quite possibly even for next year, depending on how the restructure is. This draft is very good along the defensive line. Tommy, in my top 75, 24 of them are defensive linemen. That's a ton of defensive line. And you need to get better there. You need to get better along the offensive line. And certainly you could add a piece to help you offensively. But with the ninth pick, and then you come around very early again in round two, I think it's got to be big men here to reshape your team. Now, it might be a big man tight end, like a Tyler Warren, but and I need some big guys. I think the Eagles gave you the blueprint on how to do it. Now, the one thing I give the Eagles, they didn't mess up a lot of draft choices. Mm. They hit on most of those selections. And that's part of it with this team. They have not been able to get, in volume, really good players in the early rounds of the draft.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's the difference between what you see in Philly and what you see here.
Let me get to an Adam Schefter tweet here. Let me read two of them, and then I'll turn it over to you. October 2024, two teams high on Devontae Adams' wish list of places to land. If not at the very top, Jets and Saints per league sources. Adams ideally would like to play with a quarterback he knows. The Jets have former teammate Aaron Rodgers. Saints have former teammate Derek Carr. Flash forward, Aaron Rodgers ain't with the Jets anymore. And then Adam Schefter tweets again, more recently, in addition to Derek Carr, New Orleans, Saints wide receivers coach Keith Williams has also worked with Devontae Adams as his personal wide receivers coach. Adams has referred to Williams as one of his mentors. Talk about Devontae Adams becoming a Saint. Does that make sense? Can they afford him? Blah, 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 etc.
It would depend on what he wanted financially. I mean, Devontae's made his money.
He's got a Taco Bell in his own house, for God's sake. What else could you
do? He's made a lot of money as a receiver in his business, and it's what are you willing to play for? Mm-hmm. Now, he has also told friends of his that he would prefer to play out west, okay, because he has a home out in Vegas. And so I get that particular part. I think he may wait to see what happens with Aaron Rodgers, because that seemingly, from the quarterback standpoint, would seemingly be another chip to fall. I think in Pittsburgh, they're looking more at re-signing Justin Fields than keeping Russell Wilson. What happens in Vegas? Does Pete Carroll go back to his old quarterback,
Russell Wilson?
Or does he go after Aaron Rodgers? It doesn't make any sense with the Giants. But they a team to me, you talk about caught in the middle, because you know that head coach is under immense pressure to win. And he does not have a quarterback. They made an all-out effort to get Matt Stafford, was not able to secure him. Do they make that move toward basically trying to get Aaron Rodgers? Does Aaron want to
play? Wait, you lost me, Mike. Who make the move toward getting Aaron Rodgers? Vegas or the Giants?
Both.
Okay.
I think that it's going to come down to those two and exactly kind of where he falls here with those two particular teams. Neither one of them have good offensive lines. But, you know, one thing about athletes, they never want to leave on a sour note. Mm-hmm. I knew when he left you know, when they weren't going to make a deal with the Jets, I knew he wasn't going to retire. He was going to try to play some more. It just depends where at this stage of the game.
So let me ask you this.
And I don't need him to be the 25-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I just need him to be efficient. And I thought he was, to a certain extent, toward the end stretch of the season for the Jets. They had other problems, but, there's the quarterbacks that are going to shift this draft class and also shift other players who want to play with that particular quarterback.
So is there any kind of synergy that happens with Derek Carr, with Keith Williams, and with Devontae Adams that would make him especially attractive? Let me put it that way.
I think if you outbid...
Magic. I'm looking for magic is what I'm looking for.
Money is the magic, okay? They can say what they want. They're going to go where they're going to get paid the most, okay? Because your career is sort of short NFL-wise. Mm-hmm. And so I think Devontae, it depends on what the Saints would want to pay him. And certainly having somebody that he worked with Derek Carr, but you're not getting the 25-year-old Devontae Adams. Okay? Because some people say, oh, man, Devontae Adams. Yeah, but you're not getting that version of him. You're getting the older version of it.
And for people that are texting in, just to be clear, we're not talking about Devontae Smith here from Alabama who plays with the Eagles. We're talking about Devontae Adams, who was released by the Jets, just to clear that up for people that are confused. He's the guy with the Taco Bell in his house, supposedly. Anyway, just so you know, for reference purposes. Mike, let's look ahead. I know you got to go in about 4 minutes. Let's look ahead to the draft. It's funny, or not funny, but somehow it works out where 1 year is particularly strong for one position. I don't know if there's a cause and effect for that. We can talk about that another day. You said defensive line this year. Saints also need running backs. If you were to project a draft today, where do you see him going?
I would say defensive line or tight end.
Okay.
And the guy, when I originally, because Charlie had asked me, he said, do the mock, and so we did it. I actually penciled in Jalen Walker before I did the other 8 picks. Mm-hmm. And then I had to change it because I had Jalen Walker going to Carolina, 1 pick ahead of the Saints. Mm-hmm. So then I went with Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State. But I do think, Tommy, that there is quarterbacks sort of trump everything. And I think how the Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders fall is going to play a big part in how the big men fall. And I do think that they're going to go defensive line or get them a big man playmaker. And that would be Tyler Warren.
Man, you can't you can't miss on this one, right?
No, you can't. And the thing about it is, in this draft class with so many good defensive linemen, I would double down. I'm always a believer in that if you got a strong draft, kind of double down on that. And this team needs a nose tackle. If they're going to go to a 3-4 alignment, which that is what basically has been the talk, then you need a nose tackle. And you don't have one on this team, a true one.
Real quick before I let you go, as far as I understand, unless you've heard something, there's going to be a 2026 season as well. What is the 2026, or I guess it'd be that class, I'm getting ahead of myself with years, but not this year's draft class, the next year's draft class look like particularly strong in what area, and what about quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks is going to be much stronger in 2026. You can see that already. And it'll be a better year. This year is okay. Last year was great offensive line. This year, kind of middle of the road. Defensive line is really better. Next year, it's going to be the swing. It's going to be back to the offensive line and the quarterback position. Also at wide receiver, I think it'll be much better in 2026 than it will be in 2025.
Have you ever noticed a history of teams that can align themselves with what it's a good year for, having more success, if that makes sense?
No, because I think most teams have this idea, and so do I. You can only win a championship in the year you're in. Mm-hmm. You worry about 2026 in 2026. But try to line yourself up with the strength of every draft class. And I think that is a big part of winning in this league, of aligning yourself with strengths of the draft and finding the right fit. Tommy, I think sometimes that gets overlooked. You fall in love with a guy because he's big, he's fast, he can jump high, he can lift a lot of weights. Guess what? Can he play football?
Yeah.
Forget to ask that question.
I remember seeing an NFL Films quote. We had a lot of bodybuilders out here. Not a lot of them could play football. Mike Dettelier, thank you as always, sir. Have a great Ash Wednesday. And we'll be listening this afternoon, you and Jeff Nowak on Sports Talk. They're going to preview possible moves for the Saints to get under the salary cap. NFL free agency next week. You heard us talk about that. They'll talk about possible targets for the black and gold. Then LSU baseball, number one in the country. Can the Tigers remain on top? Then at 7, go inside LSU basketball on the Matt McMahon Show. Hang out with Mike, Charlie, Jeff today, 4 till 7 on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Quick break, then we'll talk to J.P. Morrell, Tommy Tucker, WWL.